This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
No, I'm no stranger to surprise. This paper town has let me down too many times. Why do I even try? Give me a reason why.
I thought who is that this show, lovely young lady?
Camilla Cabana. Yeah.
Can I ask Charlie a question?
Yes.
You've been following the R. Kelly coverage. I need to get your take on this. Did you see those two little girls who... He's got two girlfriends now. Not one, but two.
He's maybe broke.
Maybe more than that.
I don't believe he's broke.
He couldn't afford $100,000 bail.
$161,000.
He couldn't afford that. Someone else has to bail him out.
I don't think he's broke.
No, I think, you know, he's still living in Trump Tower.
I don't think he's broke at all. You know,
he's got these girls living with him. Now, they're defending him. What's your take on this? And I mean this all sincerity. I read that the accusations and the downfall of people like R. Kelly, and now with this crazy documentary on Michael Jackson, the impact that it can have on the African American community.
What kind of impact?
Frank tweeted that, and I immediately turned to it, and I'm like, oh, this is just terrible. My wife.
Did you watch it yet, Chuck?
The Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay no attention to that. There's a bunch of guys making money. I pay no attention to it.
Well, wait a minute. He's innocent too?
Absolutely.
You think he is?
Yes, I do.
You do not think that Michael Jackson paid one family $20 million.
Well, if I'm a big time star to go away, I would do it too. Just close it down.
Chuck.
We don't have any proof. You got these two guys who were sent away at first, had an opportunity to do it when they were young and when the money was there, when Michael was alive. So all of a sudden we want to come out now while we do all this thing. There's a downside now. There's so many black entertainers from the Bill Cosby. Then I look at what happened to this idiot yesterday, Paul Manafort, getting 47 months. Ah, okay? I'm equating that with what happened to Bill Cosby and stuff.
So the bottom line is Michael Jackson did not molest any kids in your mind.
No. Okay. Not at all.
And O.J. Simpson didn't kill anybody.
In my mind. No, he didn't.
I will say this,
but O.J. Simpson was found innocent, I believe.
Well, the text The documentary,
I will say.
Well, you want to know R. Kelly.
Hold on. We'll get into R. Kelly. Now we shifted to Michael. I watched some of that documentary. I could only stomach about a half hour of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
because
it was absolutely.
When you talk about kids.
Disgusting to listen to. I don't understand how he could get away with it. On his property, where he had so many people working on the property,
cameras were everywhere. Andy,
I know it was big. I just don't know how. And so these guys who, you know, they testified under oath a few years ago that he didn't.
Yeah,
did
you hear what they said too? Why they did that?
No, why did they do that?
Because you know they genuinely liked Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson went to them and told them, you know. If you tell the truth here, I'm going to be put away for good.
Isn't that a...
Come on.
Well, no, he told... But see, like...
It's exactly what he told them.
Here's the thing, though. One kid... And I'm not going to sit here... And listen, if they've been through an emotional situation, that, like, I would... I hope that they get the healing that they need and whatever. But all I'm saying is, you know, one kid was 7 years old. Another kid was
7
10,
to 14.
Another kid was 10. These parents should the parents should go to jail, number one.
Oh, I agree. Okay? Real quick.
Why would
guys are condemning Michael Jackson the way you're talking. No. Not you.
I am.
Why would
I am absolutely
you don't have any
Michael
proof?
Jackson.
You don't have any proof?
Oh, my gosh.
Why you don't have any proof?
Chuck, I watched the thing for four hours, okay?
That's
they paid another family $20 million, okay?
That was to go away. That was to shut it down. That's to shut it down. If I got the money... If I got the money,
Brian,
I'm shutting it down.
Read the account of Michael Jackson paying
off
the other family.
Can I just finish my comment real quick? Why, if this kid's 7 and 10,
we've been talking about
why
R.
aren't
Kelly.
They going to their parents, though, and saying, hey, Michael did something that was inappropriate, touched me or whatever, and to get the parents' attention?
Might have something to do with a 7-year-old not being able to comprehend what happened.
Well, 10-year-old, I mean, no, I'm not.
Even 10 has trouble comprehending that trick.
Michael, I'm just saying.
Any age.
The whole documentary was two people talking. That was it.
Chuck, let's just ask this. Why in the world would a grown man have a young boy sleeping in his bed?
Okay, I'm going to tell you
why?
Something.
No,
I'm going to tell you something. Hold on a minute.
That's a fair question, man.
I got a chance to be around and meet the Jackson family for several years.
Did you sleep in the bed with Michael, too?
He was This guy was so eccentric. He was the most weirdest, unique person I ever met in my life. Would he have a little boy sleeping in his bed? I don't know. Maybe he did. So it's not normal.
No.
But for these two kids not going to their parents, and this thing would have been reflected more than right now. So all of a sudden, let's wait now to after the death of Michael Jackson and come out with this. They have several chances before now to file an even bigger lawsuit against the corporation and Michael Jackson while he was alive. Now, once again, it gets back to the parents. Now, if I'm a little boy, I'm going to go home and say, Mommy, Uncle Judd, Michael Jackson touched me wrong somewhere. Well, come on. And if the parents, if your child came home, or my child, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to look into it right away. And then, second of all, you're not going over to the house anymore.
No. Yeah, and no. You got to remember, too.
The parents deserve a lot of accountability, a lot of responsibility here, man. For them to even go on camera and talk about this is absolutely sick.
Unbelievable. The parents should be locked up.
In fact, I will give the best quote in the whole thing was one of the mothers of one of the boys, and she said, I had one job in my life to be a parent, and I completely effed it up. I mean, this is the parent who didn't even like when Michael said that he kept moving them further and further away from the bedroom. Like, there used to be the door next door, and then a year later, they were like two floors down.
Hmm. You're very gullible, aren't you? You just believe everything you hear.
Chuck, all you got to do is
you're going to believe everything you hear. Yeah. I saw part of it. You're going to believe everything you hear. You just, it's like getting back to R. Kelly.
Did you know that two of the dads committed suicide because of the guilt?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really? We sure of that?
Two of the dads? Like both of their dads?
Yeah, two of the
you
dads.
You sure it was because of the guilt? That's what the coroner or the doctor said, because of that. Maybe they were nutcases. We don't know that.
Okay, let's now shift to R. Kelly. All right, so.
Michael Jackson, this demise the thing of this, was just this great sickening. Black man.
I hope these individuals are able to overcome the trauma that they went through, and we get down to the bottom of it and find some truth. But again, I mean, we don't really know. It's kind of like this one person says one thing, the other person says another thing. Nobody was there. I don't know.
Well, I went legal with Scott Rosenblum on this. I talked to him about that, R. Kelly and Kraft and whatever. But the R. Kelly thing was very significant.
Did you watch the interviews with his girlfriends?
Yes.
One's 21, one's 23.
Right. He likes young women. He's been accused of being with young women 15 and 14.
Has.
Now,
accused.
Scott said...
Accused? Well, he married Aaliyah. What do you mean accused?
I'm going legally now.
God.
It's on tape, and I'm going to go with what Scott Rosenblum would say. He said, hey, so what if it's
what
on
if that
tape?
Was your daughter?
He said, that was 30, but it ain't my daughter, so don't bring that up. Yeah. It's not my daughter, because if it hadn't been my daughter, been first of all, she wouldn't have been with this lug, okay?
You're right.
Right. Daddy knows best. But there's an age gap that can be all the way down, according to the legalities, of 13 years of age. He was in court 6 years ago on film for being with an underage woman. What happened, girl? Little girl. What
did he say?
What happens to him?
I beat my case. I beat my case. That's what he said.
What happened to him? He beat that case, and it was all over the TV networks, Frank. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? First of all, you got a good legal representation.
Yeah, it's almost this like wealth buys you freedom.
She was 16 or under. They had him on camera.
His attorney from back then, who's now... suffering from a terminal illness, has been quoted now over the course of the last few days saying that he was guilty, even though he represented him, and said he even suggested that this guy or had him take anti-libido shots because he just had such a crazy libido or whatever, and he just sounds like he just can't help himself. It doesn't help his case that he's got, like, multiple women living in his house. I mean, what was that TV show?
Well, that happened.
Where they had the guy with, like, the multiple wives and whatever. I mean, he's one of those.
Well, 3 years ago it came out. 3 years ago it came out that he had this house, and many women were living there, and the parents of these women were upset. But the women came out, most of them said, we're happy in this situation here. We like what we're doing. He's not molesting us. So this thing has been going on frustrating for years now, and all of a sudden comes out. Now, with great legal representation, he could still walk.
No, he could.
He could still walk. But you don't want a guy like this, because he's already said.
How much money do you think he made over the course of his career?
Oh,
why can't he afford child support?
Well, they found out he had $400,000 only in his bank account. liquid money. His child support payments was $160,000. He wanted to pay half of it.
He wanted
He wanted to pay half,
plan.
And the judge, said no.
Told him last time he was in court. Next time you come here, you better have the full amount.
Well, that's when he started coming in and suits. It's funny, Bill Cosby did. All of a sudden, when Bill Cosby got in trouble, all of a sudden he got blind and couldn't walk.
Correct.
So that's what
you
do.
Well, he was aging, though. I mean, he is.
Yeah, but he ain't blind all of a sudden.
I'm sure.
He's blind in 24 hours.
And Paul Manafort's in a wheelchair the
other day. Wheelchair. But
he was walking fine.
But he gets white privilege, though.
Really?
He gets white privilege.
He's going to prison, man.
Oh, man. Still, he gets privilege.
I don't know what. Yeah, he was in prison.
He gets 4 years.
The most recent.
He's in prison now.
Yeah. Just like 3 or 4 days ago.
He's in prison now. He only gets 47 months.
Listen, I just cannot relate to
Michael Jackson never went to prison.
No, he did not.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
But accusations were floating for years with him. Then he had the big trial, several trials. And he did pay off. You're right, Frank. He did pay off to one person. But he paid that off. And if I'm
Evan
in that
Chandler.
Position, if I'm that in that position and I'm making billions of dollars, I'm going to pay it off to go away, too. Go away, whether I'm innocent or guilty.
Well,
make it
like,
go away.
Charlie, it's not like somebody has popped up in your life and accused you of this, okay?
No.
It doesn't happen very often. Let's just think of somebody like equally as famous as Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say somebody like Jim Brown, okay? No little boys come out and said, hey, Jim Brown, he did this to me, okay?
This is a different situation.
This happened in 1993, and then this thing, that's when he paid the $20 million. And then this thing. And if you watch the special, it's 4 hours.
I know.
And you'd have to get
I
to...
I couldn't watch it all.
Yeah. You'd have to get to a lot of people, the mother, the sisters, the friends, everybody was interviewed, and they couldn't have been more detailed about how everything went down and how exactly what he did to each little boy in great detail.
Did they interview anybody outside of the family? I didn't see anybody.
Yeah, they did. They interviewed several people. Then they interviewed the people that worked in Neverland, and they didn't agree with what these little boys said. Matter of fact, two of the maids said, no way that ever happened. And they were in the premises of the Neverland, just like you're going to believe them.
But
they're more than anyone else was.
But there is no denying that he slept in bed with those kids.
Well, I don't
even
know
they
that.
Admitted that. Yeah. Even the people that worked in the Neverland.
And Michael, probably, I think he admitted that back in the
day.
He
was a little kid, man. You haven't met him? He acted like a little boy. Act like a little kid at age 50.
That's cute,
wrong, right?
But it's sick when you're doing what he did to 7-year-olds. That's
we don't
not
know
cute,
that.
Okay?
That's accusations
and
again.
Also,
we don't know it.
It's completely sick. But it's all these parents are sick.
Oh, the worst.
The parents are. If this happened, the way they said, the parents are his biggest, greater fault. They should be locked up. The parents. That's a terrible way to raise your child.
They should be.
I don't believe the accusations at all, but. That's the way it goes down. There's no proof except for people talking. There's no film, and there was cameras and films all over Neverland. That's why they caught the doctor.
It's just like we all think, we all know that Trump and Stormy Daniels had something, but there's no, like, videotape of it, okay?
No, but
you know what I'm saying?
There's
some proof.
No, I mean, there's no videotape. I mean, there's 4 hours of a documentary of every person involved in this saying that Michael Jackson was doing horrible things to little kids, okay?
But nobody's down on Trump, but they're down on Michael Jackson.
Nobody's down on Trump?
Oh,
half the country's down on Trump.
You guys love Trump.
Oh, half the country.
He can't do anything wrong.
No, they just like the fact
nobody's
that
down on Trump.
Mm. What are you talking about?
Go read the comments at every tweet he makes.
every television.
That's it, boys.
Every television network except Fox is down on Trump, okay?
Oh.
And they kind of are, too.
Not that part.
Shepard Smith, whatever. He doesn't like
you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. You got to be careful over there, Fox, because you won't get the debates.
All right. Let's go one baseball thought.
Can we say this real quick? Only on this show, the slop, in this city, that we talk about every single thing and everyone else is afraid to touch the topics we're on. And I got to give credit to Frank because everybody sees Frank as the most conservative media person in St. Louis. He walks. Be careful now. Don't get loud with him. Don't be careful. But I commend you for letting us talk about those
things. He lets us talk about that. He doesn't let us talk about sleep.
Yeah, and he gets rid of us at 11 o'clock.
You know,
by the way, this point guard.
From CBS.
I want to talk about the point guard you talked about.
This is the worst thing that has happened in the history of this radio
station. This greatest point guard you talked about. I want to talk about this.
A basketball observer, a pretty smart guy, said he thinks he's the best point guard in 30 years.
Well,
now, I don't think it's
not that smart. He's not that smart.
You know what?
Well, Ryan Robertson is there.
Hold on. I got a list from Florida Irons the other day. Ron Robinson was at the top of the list.
Of course. McDonald's All American.
Shelton.
Now, Shelton's not a pure point.
I got this list from Floyd.
Well, God bless Floyd, but he's not a point guard.
Percy Wells. Oh, wait a minute.
Percy Wells.
What did he say? See what I mean? Now he's going berserk again.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Give me some
Percy
names.
Wells.
None
give
of these. Names. Percy Wells is a scorer.
This is high school. This is a. Hold on a minute. This is from Floyd Irons, not me.
Well, gosh, then you both have shit on your basket.
Oh, my goodness.
Talking pure point ball distributor.
There's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
Back in that era, as just pure point guards, the guys they were interchangeable. Frank, matter of fact, I know.
Like, what else is on that list? Okay, you're 0-2 there. And I thought they were both.
Although
great.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I used to watch Ryan Robertson in high school. He broke Jason Kidd's all-time assist record in the country. This guy was unbelievable. But I gotta say it though, Ryan. My boy Aaron Phillips from Parkway North, I think he put up 28 on you.
How many did Ryan have that night? Maybe 30 plus.
You probably had like 24, 26.
All right. Now, the kid you're talking about is Yuri Collins, right?
Yeah. So you're.
Okay, here's the list that Floyd Irons sent me.
Two scores.
And I said, send me the name of the best point guards you've seen in the area. Because Joel Shelton, you said he wasn't a two-point
guard. The greatest shooter Antonio, in shot history.
Antonio Campbell.
I really remember didn't.
Shotgun.
I was not around when okay. he was. I was
Pee-wee in. Leonard. You forgot about Pee-wee.
He was good. Yeah, really
point
good.
Guard,
yeah.
Okay? Percy Wells. Unbelievable.
Percy would score 35 and 40.
Doesn't
he was
mean,
a shooter.
But still
he,
back in
he
high
didn't
school,
bring the,
Frank.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you about Percy Wells.
Frank.
Bob Nelson had to kick him off the
floor. Bob Nelson. We're talking about him.
Hold
again.
On.
Is that your guy?
No, it's Bob Wilson.
Oh, Bob Wilson.
We talked about Bob Wilson.
Quick story about Percy Wells, who was one of the best scorers in the history of PHL. Bob Nelson had to kick him off the Forest Park team because he would not pass the ball. Does that sound like a point guard? Next
yeah,
player,
but
that
Frank,
sounds like a terrible
but Frank,
coach.
This is high school. That's
well,
a terrible school.
He was a little bit out there.
You know why he didn't pass the ball? Because the other guy couldn't shoot. That's why.
Percy Wells was not a
okay.
point guard. Go ahead.
Well, according to Floyd,
you're 0 for 2.
And other coaches, he was
and
a point guard.
And then Floyd's 0 for 2.
Okay.
All right, let him say the name.
Jimmy Clark, J.P. Mitchell, who went to Ladue, pretty good player. Jimmy McKinney, and then there was a guy at Beaumont, not in your era, in my era, by the name of Jimmy Irving.
Oh,
we
yeah.
called him Bowhead. These
he
are two point guards would run wrinkles around, circles around him. But yeah. Ryan Robinson and your guy, Polk,
yo,
from
yeah.
Machine, two point guard.
Hey,
junior and senior.
My little guy, Polk.
These are two
Polk
point guards.
Polk was a really
guards.
Good player.
Who was that, Polk?
Yeah. Polk was a really
Dwayne.
Good player.
Dwayne was
yeah,
a great
high school player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I got this list. I want because I know you wouldn't believe me.
You know
why
I don't
from
like. You know
why
I don't
Floyd
like
saying you're
somebody is. You know I'm compiling right now the list of the 50 greatest hockey players to ever come out of St. Louis.
Where did we get to hockey?
Now,
we were talking about basketball. Where are you going over to hockey?
So I'm doing
going to some
so
hockey.
So I don't like the list.
Wait a minute.
I don't
Pat LaFontaine can't be on that list,
no,
right?
He's
got to actually
not.
Be a high school.
He's,
wait a
minute.
Where do we get to hockey? So we talking about the NBA.
Hold on,
you've
hockey.
Been talking about enough ice all morning.
Hold on, hockey.
Come on. You're talking about some hockey.
So
you put them on. Can they play basketball?
Oh, yeah.
And these brothers can skate, you know.
No, they can't.
They can skate.
Well,
all right. Hockey in the hood. They can skate.
Oh, yeah. That's our program.
Hockey in the hood.
Bringing that back. Now.
Can you come up with 50?
Oh, yeah.
The,
yeah.
St. Louis.
I got a great
high school.
Yes.
They have to have gone to a high school for a year at least.
Well, no,
they're gonna all be from CBC
up,
and the
playing
Smith.
Here. A lot of the top players didn't play high school because they played, you know, the equivalent of AAU.
I'd
basketball
like to see
to
your list.
Hockey.
How far along are you?
Well, I pretty much have come up with my 50 players. I just gotta arrange it in terms of the order now.
You know what? We could probably do some TV with you
yeah,
on that. That'd
yeah.
be a good line.
So
idea.
I mean, because we got some great ones now.
Do we have the top 50 high school players? You have a list?
I didn't go as long as
so
50.
I don't like saying somebody is the greatest point. You know, there are great point guards.
Oh.
One of the greatest, top five, whatever. You know, to say one guy from one era is better from another player from another era.
So I had Florida on the other night, too, and we were talking about Steve Stepanovich, and I gave him credit. Tremendous high school player. He said, but Charlie, here's something that Frank and everyone doesn't understand. Stepanovich came along when the demise of the PHL. It wasn't the same PHL anymore. It had shut down, Frank. That's why he would come in and dominate.
Once again,
the PHL was
down.
Once again,
here
we go with Stipo.
Fake news. Are
Stipo.
You kidding me? Do you know that the Central team had Bird Hamilton, Johnny Parker,
that was
Reggie
the demise. The PHL was going down.
Well,
did he play against David Brent and all those teams?
Well, not in
did he play against the Rashawn teams when they were great? No.
We played Central. We played Soul. We played Vashon.
You were on the team too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all came out there,
mm-hmm.
okay? They were part of – Central was the last team to beat us before we won 63
the
games
demise,
in a row.
The demise of
no,
the PHL
that
was
that is
underrated.
So wrong.
Yes, it is right.
You're
Florida, if you're listening, call in, please.
Hey, you know, I played in the Vashon Summer League too. I used to go
did down there. The Bottle League?
Yeah, I used to play in What'd the Bottle League.
What'd you do? Oh my! What section did you sit in and play?
Behind the
239.
Chuck, the demise. He graduated in 79. The PHL was still a great league in 79.
It was,
okay?
It was on the
it
way down.
No, it didn't.
It was on the way down.
You tell that to Johnny Parker and Bert Hamilton.
Let me tell you something.
Tell that to David Thurkill.
I give credit to Rich Grind.
I don't know how many incorrect things you can
say. I'm going to tell you something. I give credit to Rich Grind for coming into inner city and playing those schools. But if DeSmet had to play week in and day out in the PHL, they wouldn't have dominated
Johnny
like
Parker's
they did.
Son.
You wouldn't have won all those games.
Well, we beat them all in Columbia.
You wouldn't have beat all of
them.
You wouldn't have won all those 70 whatever games
they're
you had.
The same class
you couldn't
us.
Take the pressure. Okay.
Johnny Parker's son, Johnny Parker, and Tate Decker, that was a hell of a team at West Coast.
Yes. They won the state tournament.
I remember one time that we were at a high school party.
Tate Decker was a brother.
And people were like challenging them, saying, hey, we could beat you 2-on-2, whatever. We could put a game together. Said, hey, why don't we put a game? They called Larry Hughes. They recruited all these guys who ended up coming to the party. They were like, let's play right now. It almost got a little bit out of hand. It got a little scary. You know, hiding women and children. People were running away a little bit.
I would like
but
to
there
put,
were some great
so
ball
you're
players.
Saying your Pee-wee Leonard was your, 81.
Your best, so what? Your best DeSmet team against the best PHL team. DeSmet couldn't beat Sumner with David Brent. Harry Rogers. None
like
of those guys.
First year of DeSmet. We started in 72,
well, whatever
73.
Year it was, you couldn't have beat that team.
I put Kristen Fokel ahead of all these people. Okay?
Man, let me tell
all
you
right,
what.
We'll take a break. No, we'll be right back after this.